This morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Another Colorado shooting. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. On this Tuesday, June 22nd, glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Three people have been killed, including a police officer, after a gunman opened fire in a shopping district northwest of Denver.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the NCAA is violating antitrust law by limiting how college athletes are compensated.
More than 80 million people, a record, are now on Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program after a COVID enrollment spike.
And the leverage gained by lower-wage workers during post-pandemic economic recovery, like delivery drivers.
They might have to pay somebody, you know, $12 or $14 an hour. That's up to $16.50 an hour, and they're expecting it to go up even to $20 an hour because they're competing with Amazon. Amazon's paying delivery drivers these higher rates, and if they want to keep people from all working for Amazon, they're going to need to keep up.
Eric Morath at the Wall Street Journal on what the tight labor market has meant for workers. Another mass shooting in Colorado. Three people, including a police officer, were killed in a shopping district in a Denver suburb yesterday afternoon. It happened at the Old Town Square in Arvada. A 19-year police veteran and a suspected gunman were killed in the shooting. A Good Samaritan, believed to have been shot by the gunman, was taken to a hospital and also died. Arvada Deputy Police Chief Ed Brady.
An Arvada officer responded to a call of a suspicious incident in the Old Town Square near the Arvada Library.
The Denver Post identified the slain officer as Gordon Beasley. In a show of support, crowds lined the streets during a procession for the fallen officer. The names of the victims and the suspect have not been released. Authorities did not immediately describe the circumstances of the shooting. It comes almost 3 months after a gunman attacked a King Soopers grocery store in Boulder and killed 10, including an officer. The Supreme Court has ruled that the NCAA may not place limits on education-related benefits that student-athletes can receive for playing college sports. This is not about athletes getting paid for their name, image, and likeness. That is separate. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
The unanimous decision yesterday outlined several possible benefits for student-athletes linked to academic achievement. For one, athletes participating in Division I men's and women's basketball and the football bowl subdivision will be allowed to receive benefits that include cash or cash-equivalent awards based on academics or graduation. Schools may also offer scholarships for undergraduate or graduate degrees and paid internships after athletes have exhausted their college eligibility. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. The ruling also means the NCAA may not place any limits on any education-related benefits for athletes, such as laptops, tutoring, or study abroad programs. It also does not open the floodgates for student-athlete compensation. Well, the Senate today is expected to take up a sweeping elections bill, but it's unlikely to receive sufficient support to advance to a full vote on the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Why is there such urgency? Because of what's been happening in Republican legislature after legislature in the last several months.
The bill would revamp government ethics and campaign finance laws, create automatic voter registration, and expand access to early and absentee voting. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is opposed.
Remember, the last presidential election saw the highest voter turnout in decades, even amid a once-in-a-century pandemic. And African-American turnout was twice as high in Mississippi as it was in Massachusetts.
It also includes some measures that would require states to overhaul their registration systems and limit states' ability to remove people from voter rolls. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin was the lone Democrat who opposed the bill, raising concerns about the lack of bipartisan support. Coming up next, workers regain the upper hand in pay. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness? We're all dealing with a lot right now. I'm sure you feel the same kind of added stress I do. Then you should know about BetterHelp. BetterHelp isn't a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Start communicating in under 48 hours. Schedule weekly or monthly phone or video sessions or whatever works for you. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. That's why there's a special offer for This Morning with Gordon Deal listeners. 10% off your first month. Visit BetterHelp.com/Gordon. That's BetterHelp.com/Gordon. And join the over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp, they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. That's 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/Gordon.
Blocking out the noise and bringing you the facts. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Tuesday. A growing amount of job openings in fields requiring minimal education, including in restaurants, transportation, warehousing, and manufacturing, combined with a shrinking labor force, are giving low-wage workers perks previously reserved for white-collar employees. That often means bonuses, bigger raises, and competing offers. Eric Marath, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal, says low-wage workers found something unexpected in the economy's recovery from the pandemic, and that's leverage. Eric, what are we seeing?
So we're seeing that workers, some that don't have a college education, some that have worked in long, lower-skilled industries like retail and restaurants, have leverage. They have the ability to seek higher pay, have competing offers, get bonuses. The type of stuff that, you know, white-collar workers are largely used to is coming down to a lot of folks that, you know, maybe make $15 or $20 an hour. So it's a big shift in the labor market compared to how we've operated in this country for the past 40 or 50 years.
And give us the basics as to why this is happening now.
Well, we're seeing it for a few different reasons. The pandemic, you know, changed things so much. And so at the moment, there's a surging demand for labor in places like restaurants and like stores, but also, of course, in places like warehouses and e-commerce and delivery services. And those places, and also some manufacturing, those places pay, you know, $15 an hour or more, double the minimum wage in large parts of the country. And so that kind of makes everyone else have to keep up with that. And then we also know that a lot of people haven't returned to the labor force after the pandemic. They are getting unemployment benefits that's allowing them to stay on the sidelines a bit longer, or they have childcare issues, or they're afraid of the virus. So at the moment, those willing to work are seeing some pretty good opportunities.
We're speaking with Eric Marath, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal. His story is called Tight Labor Market Returns the Upper Hand to American Workers. What about the customer impact here?
Yeah, well, so on the other side of this, the businesses, have to pay more for the workers, or they're going to have to offset that cost somehow. And if they don't want to see it erode their profit margins, they probably will need to raise prices. And we certainly heard a lot of that when we were doing reporting in the story, that trying to pass along prices to the end consumer. So that's a factor that we're seeing higher inflation right now. The other is, you might notice as you're starting to go out and about maybe a little bit more, travel this summer, even though the restaurant has a line, a section is closed. That's probably because they can't find a server, or you might not be able to get your orders as fast when you might need to pick up something from the hardware store or something like that. That's a lot of places down up and down the supply chain can't get enough workers to meet customer demand.
Yeah. All right. So you referenced that in the story. We talked about demand and this smaller pool of workers. The smaller pool of workers is for a number of reasons, right? But is it all directly tied to the pandemic and say unemployment benefits?
No, I don't think so, which is why I believe that these lower wage workers might have persistent leverage. Yes, as the benefits expire, and they'll expire, in some states are expiring now, in other states it'll be until September, but as they expire this summer, more people will come into the labor force, but there's other factors at play. A lot of people retired during the pandemic. We know we have this aging baby boomer population that saw, stock prices go up, housing values go up, and, work not really be that attractive this last year. And there's people who kind of changed their whole lifestyle and decided, actually, I want to stay home with my kids, or I want to take care of my mom, and I don't want to, work the 9-to-5 every day. So I think there's been sort of permanent changes that go beyond just the unemployment benefits.
Yeah. Touch on, if you will, as we wrap up, the adjustments that a company like American Dedicated Logistics has had to make. You referenced them, a company in Virginia.
Yeah, so that's a company that connects businesses with delivery services, right? And they've seen, used to be to drive a cargo van around, you know, they might have to pay somebody, you know, $12 or $14 an hour. That's up to $16.50 an hour. And they're expecting it to go up even to $20 an hour because they're competing with, it's not the government that's telling them to raise the wage. They're competing with Amazon, right? And Amazon's paying delivery drivers, you know, these higher rates. And if they want to keep people from all working for Amazon, they're going to need to keep up. And that's a challenge. They said, you know, hey, last holiday season, they left money on the table. They had customers saying, hey, we need you to get these packages out. We need to get these supplies out. And they said, hey, we can't do it. We just don't have enough drivers.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Morath, economics reporter at The Wall Street Journal. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
The Democrats' elections and voting bill is all but certain to be rejected in a key test vote in the Senate today, providing a dramatic example of Republicans' use of the filibuster to block legislation and forcing hard questions for Democrats over next steps. The far-reaching proposal is viewed as a civil rights issue of the era by backers, while Republicans are united in opposition.
Number two.
Las Vegas Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib has become the first active NFL player to come out as gay. Nassib, who is entering his sixth NFL season, announced the news on Instagram.
I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary. But until then, you know, I'm going to do my best and do my part to cultivate a culture that's accepting, that's compassionate.
Nassib says he's donating $100,000 to the Trevor Project, an organization that provides crisis intervention and suicide prevention services to LGBTQ youth.
Number three.
The Supreme Court has ruled unanimously the NCAA can't limit education-related benefits like computers and paid internships that colleges can offer their athletes, a move that could help open the door to further easing the decades-old fight over paying student athletes. Reaction from ESPN's Jay Williams, who played basketball at Duke.
I noticed my freshman year of college. There are billions of dollars being generated around you. I also recognized that my jersey sales were doing incredible numbers inside the bookstore. I was not able to participate in that business model.
Schools can now offer money for education-related benefits such as study abroad programs. A gunman is believed to have shot and killed two people, including a police officer in a shopping district in a Denver suburb yesterday before being fatally shot by police, Arvada Police Chief Ed Brady.
We received 911 calls about shots fired and that an officer had been hit by gunfire.
The officer who was killed has been identified as Gordon Beasley, a 19-year department veteran. Another person believed to have been shot by the gunman was taken to a hospital and died. The attacker also was shot and killed. Amazon and Apple are the world's most valuable brands, but Chinese e-commerce leaders are slowly but surely rising in the ranks. Amazon, Apple, Google, and Microsoft lead this year's list of top 100 most valuable global brands by Kantar Brand Z, but Chinese social media and video games company Tencent is close behind in fifth place.
All right, thank you, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Thanks for being with us. A Texas federal judge, as you may have heard, has upheld a Houston hospital's mandatory COVID vaccination policy for staff in a decision that could offer clarity on the legal question of whether companies can require you to get a shot. But Andrew Keschner, reporter at MarketWatch, says don't expect the ruling to open the floodgates on more employers requiring COVID vaccinations. Andy, explain.
Just because they can do it doesn't mean they're going to do it. In some of the surveying and polling on this, it is a very small number. I'm looking for it now. It's like single digit or so, willingness to mandate vaccines from work staff. A lot of that seems to be that employers really don't want to force the issue and generate bad blood and potential lawsuits and getting their name in headlines and paying for lawyers. So they just think instead of sticks, it's better to have carrots, like paid time off and, you know, free rides and cash or gift cards.
Yeah. Does it make sense to break this ruling down by industry? You know, maybe you're an intense up close industry like healthcare, you know, a hospital system, a doctor's office. I don't know. Is it easier to mandate that type of facility than, I don't know, a lawyer's office or an accounting firm?
The folks that I spoke to said that, yes, there is going to be the one exception to this may be healthcare, where healthcare may see this ruling and see that as a green light for them. And, not only do they have the legal avenues to do it, but they also feel that they have the real need to do it because, unlike a lawyer's office or, financial sector, these are people who come in day to day and are face to face with people who are sick, people who have, suppressed immune systems, for the purpose of providing health, healthcare. This is something that has to happen.
We're speaking with Andrew Keschner, reporter at MarketWatch. His story is called "Will the Texas Court Ruling Requiring Employees to Get the COVID Vaccine Unleash More Cases?" Are we seeing lots of lawsuits regarding this?
Not so many. So we have this Houston one. And by the way, the workers say they're going to appeal the case. So, this is not, legally speaking at all, a done deal. There's a case out in North Carolina where a ex-deputy sheriff, he is challenging his, the sheriff's office policy on this. There's one in New Mexico where former corrections staff is challenging the policy there. As one of the attorneys for the county pointed out to me, they're dealing with a population that can't just be remote. They have to be in their jail cells. And then there's another case where LA school district staffers and teachers are challenging.
Thanks, Andy. Andrew Keschner, reporter at MarketWatch. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Innovation, resilience, agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The news without the nonsense. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning with Gordon Deal.
Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday, June 22. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. 3 killed in a shooting outside Denver. Record numbers enrolled in Medicaid. For those keeping count, it's now been 90 days since Vice President Kamala Harris became border boss but has not visited. The Raiders' Carl Nassib is now the NFL's first openly gay player. In a now-deleted Facebook post, a transgender cyclist named to the Olympic team as an alternate said she hoped to win a medal so she could burn the American flag on the podium. And the major leaguer who saved a little girl's day. That story in about 20 minutes. The Red Cross is experiencing a severe shortage of life-saving blood in wake of complications from the COVID pandemic. Experts are seeing a 10% rise in red cell demand from hospitals with trauma centers in 2021, more than 5 times the growth of other facilities that provide blood transfusions. The current shortage is keeping life-saving blood from the hands of hospitals in need. A further explanation from Dr. Dayan Borge, Regional Chief Medical Officer for the American Red Cross. Doctor, what does a severe shortage mean?
Well, not just for us, but for the entire community. What we're seeing is an impressive increase in the demand for blood products. And this isn't something that just happened overnight. It's been ongoing for about several months, really. And it's related to just recovery after the pandemic, and it's a portion of that whole pandemic effect. We had so many folks that had to have their care delayed because of either regulations that were in place or just, not feeling comfortable to go to the hospital, or even just not availability of beds and the services at the hospitals in dealing with the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. What's happened is that now those folks actually need that care. They need to come in and get those elective procedures. Some of those elective procedures have now turned into more emergent procedures because people have gotten sicker. Some other things that have been delayed are now trying to be pushed through, and hospitals are, you know, now using their capacity to deliver more and more of this care to get the patients through. But what it's done is it's created a draw on the overall blood inventory. So while we were expecting there to be a surge in activity, the surge that we've seen is certainly not anything we were expecting. In some cases, we're seeing anywhere from a 5 to 10% increase in the demand for blood products. And while we're collecting even above what we were planning to do in anticipating this surge, that surge in activity is just far outstripping our ability.
Wow.
And you add on top of that the fact that traumas compared to 2019 have increased by 10%. At the same time this is going on, that just further draws on our blood supply.
By the way, why? What's with a 10% spike in trauma?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that we could point to. For one, probably more people trying to get out and get back and do the things they like to do. I'm not 100% sure why we see more accidents and things like that, and reasons for people having to get blood in traumatic events. We have, though, sadly seen an increase in certain activities that cause injury, either through penetrating trauma, through gunshots or stabbings and that kind of thing, in certain geographies. Certainly even where I live, we've seen an increase in this, even compared to last year.
Mm. We're speaking with Dr. Dan Borge, Divisional Chief Medical Officer at the American Red Cross. We're talking about the severe blood shortage. So what's needed?
Well, what we need right now is we just need the public to not forget that donating blood and having blood available for patients is something that is part of our community responsibility. But also, we can't just make this in a factory. We rely on people to come out and help support us. And that's not to say that the American public hasn't been doing it. They've been doing that pretty well. But this is the time of year where people start to have other things on their mind. And again, with people being a little bit more allowed to do more things that they haven't been doing in the last year, sometimes donating blood is not at the top of the priority list.
Yeah.
But we need not only that support now, we're going to need it throughout the summer, because as I said, this pull on blood has not just happened overnight. It's been happening over months. So we're going to need that continued support in the months to come.
Got it. And then what's the best way to help at this point?
What we really need right now are people to roll up their sleeves and make an appointment, come on in. You can do this in a couple of different ways. You can call us on the telephone at 1-800-RED-CROSS. You can go to our website, redcrossblood.org, and make an appointment at a blood drive near you. You can even use and download and use our donor app. It's a really great app. It can help keep track of your statistics if you're an existing blood donor, or if you're a new one, you can start up your own profile. I have the app. I love it. It's great.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of ways to go ahead and make your appointment.
Thanks, Doctor. Dr. Dan Borge, Regional Chief Medical Officer for the American Red Cross. 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Coming up next, the mic drop. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy. Thanks for spending time with us. Welcome into Tuesday. It's time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, if we've learned anything from all the records broken by bored people during the pandemic, is that there are all kinds of records out there and plenty for people who just want to keep their feet firmly planted on the ground. These two gentlemen, however, had a different idea. Two brothers from San Francisco say they have set the record for the longest high line ever walked in Yosemite National Park. Earlier this month, they and a group of friends spent nearly a week stringing a single 2,800-foot-long line from Taft Point west across a series of gullies that plunge 1,600 feet. Moises and Daniel Monterubio are training to be rope access technicians and had been thinking about crossing that void for a year. Now, highlining is a high-altitude slack lining in which a narrow strip of strong nylon webbing, usually an inch wide and a few millimeters thick, is strung between two anchor points, and it serves as a kind of a balance beam. Completing a line means carefully heel-toeing from one end to the other while wearing a waist harness that links to a 3-inch steel ring around the webbing. After several attempts where they fell off the line and had to shimmy back up, Moises walked the line in 37 minutes without a fall.
Man.
Did you see the picture?
Yeah.
I sent you the picture. I mean, the picture is really what does it, right? I mean, the mountains are very distant in the background, and they are way, way high up there.
Yeah, I've bungee jumped. You know, I'm just not sure about this because where do you look?
Yes.
You know, with that amount
what
of
do you
distance
focus on?
Between you and the ground, and you're going heel toe for, I mean, 2,800, it's more than half a mile.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and nobody forced them to do this. You know, I don't think they were paid at all to do this.
Right.
You know, they just did it for fun.
Well, they love it. I mean, this is kind of their thing.
This sounds like a fun thing to do. I mean, not that I would even come close to ever, you know, getting near this or even stepping one foot out there, but just the idea of falling off of it and then, you know, you're attached and then sort of shimmying back up.
Back
I mean,
up.
I'd be done after that.
Yeah.
You know, even if I did have the bravery to start doing it, fall down once and have to shimmy back up. I mean, the amount of strength it takes to be able to even just pull that off is something.
I think what I would do is I'd wait on the other side. And just hand them each a beer.
Yeah.
That would be my role in all this, I think.
Equipment manager.
I got no business doing something like this.
Yes. And speaking of records, if you set a record that you weren't even trying to set, does it still count? Well, it most definitely does. And an Ohio fisherman is very happy about that. Ethan Moss was fishing on a river in West Virginia with a friend trying to catch catfish when he decided he was going to catch some bait first. What he wound up catching was a large skipjack that set the state record, 3.1 pounds and over 19 inches long. Fox News says that even though he was originally looking for bait, Moss reportedly decided to hold on to the record-breaking fish.
Mm.
So I'm just looking for some bait, and then here comes the record breaker up on my line.
Winds up getting a record bait fish, which is weird.
Yes, the accidental record. I like that.
I don't know that. I mean, you catch a skipjack, right? It's 3 pounds, and this thing's 20 inches long.
Yeah.
That's not much.
Right? No, right. Yeah.
So he wants to keep it.
You think it's going
to
be a record, necessarily.
Do you mount that thing?
Yeah.
At 3 pounds? I don't think so.
I think later in the story it said something about he was looking to mount it, but I guess he was having trouble finding a taxidermist that would mount it.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's so small.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's a problem.
Taxidermist is going, come on, bro.
Yeah,
seriously,
right.
A 3-pound fish?
I don't even have time for this.
Take a picture. We'll put your name in the record books, and that's it. Thanks, Mike. 13 minutes now in front of the hour. Do you love seafood when you're eating out, but never make it for yourself at home? Overwhelmed by the seafood counter? Unsure of which cut to choose? Yeah, me too. But I learned the key to restaurant quality dishes at home starts with high quality seafood and simple techniques from Wild Alaskan Company. Wild Alaskan Company delivers high quality, sustainably sourced, wild caught seafood right to your door. Choose from salmon, whitefish, or a combination and explore different specials every month. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee and you can adjust, pause, or cancel your membership anytime. Right now, you can get $15 off your first box of premium seafood when you visit wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon. Wild Alaskan Company seafood is how nature intended it to be. Always wild, never farmed or modified, and it contains no antibiotics. Get your nutrition from nature with Wild Alaskan Company. That's wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon for $15 off your first box. wildalaskancompany.com/Gordon.
The information you need and the truth you demand. Start your day with America's First News. This morning with Gordon Deal.
Glad you could spend some time with us. If you end up shopping a little too much during Amazon's 2-day Prime Day sale, there are many ways to return purchases that are not quite what you expected. Amazon says all return eligible items weighing under 50 pounds have at least one free return option, but some exclusions apply. Returns generally need to be completed 30 days after purchase. USA Today says you can skip time spent boxing up the unwanted item and head to Kohl's with most of Amazon's returns. Then you don't have to fire up the printer and break out the shipping tape. And with most of Amazon's returns, Kohl's gives you a 25% off coupon to use within 7 days. You can also take boxless returns to the UPS store or Whole Foods Market locations. Be prepared, perhaps, and log into your Amazon account. You might take screenshots of the QR codes that you get from Amazon and pull them up on your phone or flag the emails in your inbox to make them easier to find in a pinch. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koschenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says the economy is growing at a healthy clip, and that has accelerated inflation. Still, Powell reiterates his view that inflation's recent jump will prove temporary. In written testimony to be delivered at a congressional hearing today, Powell blames rising inflation on sharp price declines last year at the onset of the pandemic, which make inflation figures now, compared with a year ago, look much larger. Higher gas prices and rapid increases in consumer spending as the economy reopens, coupled with supply bottlenecks, have also contributed to rising costs.
Number two.
Based on an initial damage assessment of the tornado that touched down in suburban Naperville, Illinois on Sunday night, the National Weather Service estimates the twister was packing wind speeds of nearly 140 miles an hour. Naperville Mayor Steve Chirico.
You almost feel like you're on a movie set or something. I've never personally seen something like this. I've seen it on news reports, but never in my own city.
Several people were hospitalized.
Number three.
More than 80 million people, a record number, have health coverage through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program as enrollments surge due to COVID. Between February of 2020 and this January, nearly 9.9 million people enrolled in the two programs, a nearly 14% jump. Deaths among Medicare patients in nursing homes soared by 32% last year, with two devastating spikes 8 months apart. The most comprehensive look yet at the ravages of COVID among its most vulnerable victims. The report from the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services found that about 4 in 10 Medicare recipients in nursing homes had or likely had COVID in 2020, and the deaths overall jumped by 169,291 from the previous year. Apple AirPods, Fire TV Sticks, and Crest Whitening Strips. Those were a few of the biggest sellers on Amazon's first of two Prime Days yesterday. Other popular products included an Instapot Pressure Cooker Duo, pocket knives, Amazon Echo, Kindle Paperweight, mandolin slicer, and water filters.
Yep. Do you have an Instapot or any of those things?
I do not have an Instapot.
No.
Do you?
I don't, but I kind of want one, even though like I'm a
Here's
zero
a big
use.
Chance you got today to
is
do
that,
it.
Is that it? I'm zero use in the kitchen, but I might want to try that.
All right.
6 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Whew. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
As a business owner, you eventually realize you can't do everything yourself, but hiring is complicated. And what if you only need part-time help? Belay, an innovative staffing solution, has successfully matched thousands of businesses with part-time virtual assistants, bookkeepers, and social media strategists. Belay offers you a virtual support team that can transform your workday. Let Belay help you juggle less and accomplish more. Just go to Belay, B-E-L-A-Y, solutions.com/deal. That's BelaySolutions.com/deal.
Glad you're with us. A young Cincinnati Reds fan and Joey Votto's number one supporter attended a game at San Diego's Petco Park this weekend and was excited to see her favorite player live in action. But she had a different experience than she was expecting. Votto was ejected in the first inning on Saturday along with manager David Bell after an argument with the umpire. The young fan, later identified as 6-year-old Abigail, was heartbroken. Abigail, who was wearing a Votto t-shirt, teared up in the stands after Votto was ejected. Someone with her tweeted out the photo, and the Reds quickly noticed and decided to make the fans' day a little better. Votto signed a baseball and another piece of merchandise, apologizing for not being out there the whole time. He wrote next to his signature on the ball, quote, "I am sorry I didn't play the entire game." Votto even met Abigail, who jumped up and down in excitement as he signed the ball and then posed for pictures from his spot in the dugout. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koschenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.